The feeling I wanted to induce, I can almost persuade myself that it's authentic while I'm doing it. There are many jugglings after and all sorts of things, but the feeling I wanted to induce is that of entering trustfully on a succession of trivial things that occur to you, in this case to me, but to any of us. And what I'm looking for now is some way to say as directly as possible that the process is one of, is I don't think it's one of being original or of being responsible or intelligent or sensitive or anything like that. It's just of being trustful. It's like accepting what occurs. And the other day in class here, I raked back a memory of what I've said before, stolen from William Blake. He said, "I give you the end of a golden string. Just roll it into a ball. It will lead you in at heaven's gate built in Jerusalem's wall." And this process is like getting that golden string. If you feel that you already know where it's going, you'll let it go and head for what that editor wants or what your society is calling for or what someone you're a rival to tells you. But if you trust that forward groping of your own, then it leads. It leads. Well, there today in class, I found myself led by some kind of suicidal impulse to keep referring to poets from way back, like Virgil. And I want to read the poem that has the disquieting possibility of being compared to an overwhelming classical poem by Catullus. This is not Hail and Farewell, but it's called At the Grave of My Brother. The mirror cared less and less at the last, but the tone of his voice roamed, had more to find, back to the year he was born, and the world that saw him a while again went blind. Drawn backward along the street, he disappeared by the cedars that faded a long time ago near the grave where mother's hair was a screen, but she was crying. I see a sparrow, chubby like him, full of promise, barely holding a branch and ready to fly. In his house today, his children begin to recede from this year and go their own way. Brother, goodbye.